In the fourth aliyah of Parshas Vayigash, Yosef sends his brothers back to their father, and he gives them perhaps some surprising advice. He tells them, "Al tirgazu badarech, don't fight along the way." The Gemara Masachas Tainis and Daf Yud Amud Beis understands this in a few ways. One of the ways is that they shouldn't get involved in a dvar halacha along the way, so they shouldn't fight. Another way is that they shouldn't take big steps and that they should travel while it's still light outside. So it's hard to understand why specifically these pieces of advice were given at that time and whether or not they have anything to do with each other. The idea that they shouldn't be involved in Divrei Halacha, so the Gemara makes it clear that it means learning bi'iyun. And that's where there perhaps is a risk that maybe they would come to fight, they would get very involved in a sugya, and they would maybe come to argue about it. The Oznayim L'Torah suggests that this is an issue specifically when you're traveling because you don't have the opportunity to look something up. You might get into an argument about a source, and because you can't check anything, it'll become a bigger fight. The Oznayim L'Torah also suggests that perhaps the issue was specifically addressed to them at this point because Yosef was worried that they would now come to regret the whole act of the Mechira and they would get involved in the sugya of Rodef that originally led them to sell Yosef, and that would perhaps lead to them fighting about their initial decision, and it was about that he was concerned. If that's the case, it's understandable why he would be teaching this halacha specifically here about not getting involved in deep sugyas when one is traveling. It is particularly relevant to this trip, the concern that they would get involved in this emotionally charged issue of the sugya that led them to this terrible avera, and it was about that concern that he was telling them, don't fight over that and cause a danger in your travels. The Sefer Ber Yosef, he suggests that perhaps there is a connection between the various drashos here, that Yosef was actually indeed trying to remind them about their initial decision, and he was suggesting that a part of their problem was that at that time they made a psak while they were away from home, and they should have done so only when they were able to be more settled and when they could have consulted with their elders and with their teachers. And that was their mistake. And he was teaching them that one shouldn't rush to judgment when one is on the road, but instead one should only make such decisions at a settled moment. And it was their failure to take that advice to heart that led to this initial avera. And that's why the other interpretations about taking large steps or traveling at dangerous times is also relevant and symbolic to this lack of care that was also related to this mistake. Once the brothers arrive at their father's home and they tell him that Yosef is still alive, we find that he doesn't know what to believe. The pasuk tells us, "V'yagidu lo lemor, od Yosef chai, v'chihu moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, v'yafag libo, ki lo hamin lohem." They tell him that Yosef is alive, and his heart goes numb. He doesn't know what to believe. He doesn't believe them. The Medrash says that this is the punishment of a liar, that even when he tells the truth, he's no longer believed. So the next pasuk tells us how that is rectified. Vayedabru elav eis kol divrei Yosef asher diber aleihem vayares ha'agolos asher shalach Yosef laseisoso vatichi ruach Yaakov avihem. So somehow Yaakov's spirit is restored, first because they told him everything that Yosef said, and also because he saw the wagons. So the first part, that they told him everything that Yosef said, Rav Schwab suggests that the reason Yaakov didn't believe them is because they tried to leave out the part about how they had sold him, so that made their story not so credible, and they had to retell it with that included, and it was that allowed the story to make more sense. The Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Biavna quotes a very interesting interpretation from Rav Yeshua of Belz, commenting on the earlier pasuk in Parak Memhei, pasuk Ches, where he explains that essentially the brothers misunderstood what Yosef had said over there. The language of that pasuk is Viata lo atem shlachtem osi heina ki ha Elohim viasimenu laav lefaro ula adon lechol beiso umoshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. So Yosef was saying to them, the way they understood it, was that what God had done, not you, it wasn't your plan, but it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and what he had done was, he made me like a father to Paro, and a master to his whole household, and a ruler over all of the land of Egypt. That was how the brothers understood that pasuk, that comment, and that was how they reported it back to their father. And their father actually recognized that that didn't sound like something Yosef would say, because even though he knew of Yosef's aspirations, but he understood that they were always l'shem shamayim. And this kind of portrayal of himself didn't ring true. So he asked them, please tell me exactly what words did he use. So then, when they repeated it word for word, he realized that what he actually meant was that God had placed me as an av l'faro and an adon l'chol beiso, and that it was God who is Moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Not as the brothers misunderstood that Yosef was portraying himself as the ruler of all of eretz Mitzrayim. Only when they repeated it word for word, did Yaakov recognize that this was actually something Yosef would have said, and that helped him to appreciate that Yosef was indeed alive. But there was another sign that Yosef was alive, and that was the wagons themselves. Vayaris ha-galos. Rashi tells us here, Simon Moser Lahem, he sent them a sign. Bamesh ha-yaose kishaparash bimenu, the sugya that Yosef and Yaakov were involved in together when they separated, Beparshas Egla Arufa, that this is a reference, the linguistic connection between Agalos wagons and Egla, a calf. They were involved in the topic of Egla Arufa, and this is a way of evoking that memory from Yaakov, and Yaakov indeed picked up on that and realized, yes, indeed, Yosef was alive. So the Torah Tamima notes that this is why the Zohar, on the first pasuk of this Aliyah, emphasizes that it was Yosef who sent the wagons, because that was a part of his plan to trigger this memory in Yaakov so that he should recognize that Yosef was indeed alive. So there is perhaps some irony that they were involved in that sugya, because the point of that sugya is that one shouldn't be left alone to travel by themselves because they're exposed to danger. And that is indeed what happened to Yosef. He was traveling alone, and he indeed fell into danger. The Das Akenim tells us that Yaakov was at first accompanying Yosef, and Yosef told him he didn't have to come with him, and Yaakov told him about the sugya of Egla Rufa and the obligation of Levaya to accompany someone so that they shouldn't be exposed to danger. So there are different interpretations of the relevance of the sugya. Perhaps this means that Yaakov was confident that Yosef would not be endangered, or perhaps the point was that Yosef was trying to convey to Yaakov that indeed, you see, that he did survive the experience. Maharal suggests that a part of the whole message here is to show that you are not alone, and that you have the koach of the tzibor when you are traveling. And the Sefer Imre Baruch, he quotes from the Milchamas Yehuda, that the point that Yosef was trying to convey is that he has the sensitivity of Ben Adam L'Chavero that Yaakov was trying to instill within him, that lacking such sensitivity, murder can take place. And this is what kept Yosef alive in Mitzrayim, his awareness and his recognition of the needs of others. And the fact that he cared about the Sar HaMashkim and looked into his well-being is what allowed him to be rescued from jail. Rav Zachariah Tuvi of Karen Biavna had an essay about this in which he noted that the message of the Egla Rufa perhaps is also that murder doesn't have to be direct. It can also be incremental, that comes from neglect and a lack of care. And so too, influence is also incremental and something that happens over time. And Yosef was trying to convey to Yaakov just how much he had incorporated within his own sensitivities from Yaakov's household and how much he was still holding on to. All of this seems to take as a given that the Agalos were representing an Egla, that you could transfer the language of wagons to a calf. The Bali Atosfos and others find this difficult, and they suggest that perhaps wagons should represent wagons, and that they were symbolic of the Shesh Eglos Tzav, of the covered wagons that the Nesiim brought as a part of the process of inaugurating the Mishkan. And the imagery there was the topic of the discussion of the Rav Shiva of Keren B'Yavna, of Goldwicht, where he suggests, first of all, the idea of wagons is symbolic of being able to take your values and transport them even when you are far away from the Beis Medrash. And this is a part of what Yosef was conveying to his father, that he had held on to his values even far away from home. And also he noted that these wagons that were donated by the Nesiim came after the Nesiim at first had delayed in bringing anything for the Mishkan, and they thought that maybe they had missed the opportunity, so they had to volunteer on their own. What they were able to figure out could still be of use to the Mishkan. So this idea of a intuited value system, of being able to take the initiative to figure out how you can make a difference, this is also a reflection of one intuiting the messages of their education and internalizing those values. And this is Yosef once again conveying to Yaakov that he has held on to all of the lessons that he learned in his father's household. And as we know, to Mustyokno Shalaviv, the fact that he was able to hold on to his father's image at the time of temptation from the wife of Potiphar was what saved him at that moment. In the Sefer Shari Ora of Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, he suggests that the message of connecting to the Karbanos of the Nesiim was a message of Achdus. They all brought the same Karban, and that is a message of unity. And here we are trying to emphasize that point at this stage, because it was their division that led to the selling of Yosef. And now they are looking to reunite and to correct that. So there are many different suggestions as to what exactly the imagery is here. In the Sefer Avir Yaakov, he asks, why don't we just skip the complicated imagery and just send a overt, direct message with words? And he suggests that perhaps Yosef is trying to show to his father that even within all of the gashmias that he has in his royal position in Mitzrayim, he is still focused on the Torah and incorporating that within that experience. And that itself is an expression of his values.